Unaware of what year it was, Joe wandered the streets desperate for help. But the English language had deteriorated into a hybrid of hillbilly, valley girl, inner city slang, and various grunts. Joe was able to understand them, but when he spoke in an ordinary voice, he sounded pompous and faggy to them.
Steal! heard Marsalis threw Tony Rockihara out a four-story window for giving me a foot massage? Mm-hmm. Can you believe that?
Well, I mean, at the time I was told, it sounded reasonable.
Marsalis throwing Tony out of a four-story window for massaging my feet seemed reasonable?
No, it seemed excessive, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Right out of the gate. That's the way we like it. That was, of course, Red Bacteria Vacuum. I played Horror, Samba, Freedom, Love Music, and The Big Moon. I gotta go out and find more of their music. I love Red Bacteria Vacuum. They were them and Genie Oops, and there's so many good bands I play. Let me pat myself on the back harder. Sorry, everyone. My name's Mao. This is, of course, Saki Bamagogo. Second hour of a BOGO hour block I have here on Sunday nights. This is show 85, for those of you keeping track at home. I know you all are. I got some crazy unboxing to do. That's right, not one, but two. I got two packages of records today. I was like, yes, good day. I think I talked about it last week. I ordered the 5678's newest release from Time Bomb Records. I always tell you to go to Time Bomb Records because... you know, you should, because not only are they cool, but you can have the coolest stuff. So I'm going to open this up now. I actually should have brought a knife with me. You'll notice if you do order from Time Bomb Records, they are good at packaging their stuff up. I think they must be used to it. So the 5678s came out with a Greatest Hits album. They had it on vinyl and CD. Bouncing everything off the thing, off the microphone here. So I order two right off the bat because, well, I'm going to open one, and one I'm going to keep all minty fresh because I have to. So let's see. Have anything else in here? No. Okay, so I got the cardboard out of the way. Oh yeah. I'm doing this because they're numbered. They always put it in a Time Bomb shopping bag, which is so cool. They have their little Time Bomb creature on it. And it's, Time Bomb Records. Oh, yeah. Greatest Hits of the 5678s. Now, of course, I have all these songs from this that are on this. Not all of them, though. I think there's some alternate takes. And there's some, let's see. Wow. Beautiful. I got number 135 out of 500. Let me see. Did they go numerically? I wonder if I got 135, 136. Oh, the dilemmas then. I have to... See, it's in this bag, which is very cool. Yep. Dang. 135, 136. You always hope for like one or two. That's not reality. Good stuff. Very beautiful artwork on the front. Limited vinyl. 135. I don't know which one I'm going to open. I'll probably open 136 and leave 135. So, best of the 5678s from Time Bomb Records. It's got Bomb the Twist, Roadrunner, Dance in Avenue A. Oh, I love that one. I'm Blue. Love that one, too. Hey, Mashed Potato. Hey, Dream Boy, which I think is just lovely. Let's see. Woohoo. I think I put that one on there. Let's see. Three Cool Chicks. Harlem Nocturne. Sorry, Mama, I'm the Wild One. Cuckoo. Sorry, everyone. Pretty Little You Can Dance No More. Mothra and the Barracuda. Very cool. Oh man, I'm so excited! That's great stuff. I don't think they do any varied colors on the newer ones. I have a lot of their older albums, and like I bought up every color variation. They did that with the 45s a lot, but they didn't do that a lot with their big albums or their full albums. They were just like kind of black. All right, sorry, I had to rub it in a little bit. I'm gonna do a second record unveiling, but that one will be a little less dramatic because I won't be all like, oh, I love the 5678 so much. Sorry, fanboyism at its worst, right? I will say, make sure you go to, they're coming here. 5678s are going to be here December 20th over in Orlando and the 21st here in St. Pete. They're going to be at Janice Landing. Get your tickets. They're going to be with Reverend Horton Heat. It's going to be one hell of a show. I'll stop talking. I'm going to look more at my precious while we play some awesome music. I'll be right back.
Hey, hey, it's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
Hey, I'm no B.I., yeah. Memories, you'll be free. A hell, thank you, bro. Yeah.
Hey, you! California rock and roll.
Need a good talking to, if you don't mind my saying so. Perhaps a bit more.
All right, that was Ginny Oops. I played Ho, Communication, Hey You, Time Passes, and California Rock and Roll. I think it must be Time Passes, but it's like, it says Time P-A-S-S-E-S-E. Time Passe. That's not right. Can't be right. Might be right. I don't know. I don't know what the English language is. What can I tell you? So, yeah. What can I tell you? Yeah, what can I tell you? I'm doing that up on purpose because I've been watching more and more documentaries on... I have five streaming things. I swear if I add it all up, it's probably the same as cable. I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, because now I've added Hulu for the football season, because Hulu has like the football games on them. I usually don't have that one. No, we have Prime, we have Amazon Prime, because that's just like part of it. Like I use Amazon so much, it makes sense, and they have a nice video service. And then I have Netflix, and now I have Hulu, and I have the Fire Stick, and I have Criterion. I'm like, oh my god, my brain hurts. Anyway. The reason I'm saying I said that twice is because whenever you're watching a documentary and someone is talking to the camera and they're trying to like really impart like deep emotional feeling, they'll be like, and that's when I lost my brother for good. And they look at the camera, lost my brother for good. They always say like that second, they say most of the sentence a second time real soft as they look at the camera. They're like, yeah, that's where we're supposed to go. Yeah, man, I hear it. I hear the music bell sweat. I hear the music bed swelling up. So I know I'm supposed to evoke some deep, deep feelings. Man, wow. I'm with you. Sad. Not sad. Here's some music.
Ah, sorry about that.
All right, ma'am. Hand over your license and registration. Your registration? Hurry up, meow.
Sorry.
Is there something funny here, boy?
No.
Well, then why are you laughing, Mr. Larry Johnson? All right, meow, where were we?
I'm sorry, are you saying meow?
Am I saying meow?
I thought you...
Don't think, boy. Meow, do you know how fast you were going? Meow, what is so damn funny?
I could have sworn you said meow.
Do I look like a cat to you, boy? Am I jumping around all nimbly-bimbly from tree to tree?
No.
Am I drinking milk from a saucer?
No.
Well, do you see me eating mice? Now, you stop laughing right now.
Yes, sir.
Meow, I'm gonna have to give you a ticket on this.
But...
No buts, meow. That's the law. Not so funny, meow, is it?
put it, the sweet put it, the ball. Why put the secret, the same put them all. Papa, ooh, mama, mama, papa, ooh, mama, papa, ooh, mama, mama, papa, ooh, mama, 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 papa, ooh, mama, papa, ooh, mama, mama, papa, ooh, mama, mama, papa, ooh, mama, mama.
Cosmetologist.
Really? A cosmetologist? That's unbelievable. That's impressive. Must be tough to handle a weightlessness.
Was the 5678s? Of course it was. You knew it was coming. We all knew it was coming. I played Harlem Nocturne. I Walk Like Jane Mansfield. One potato, two potato, three potato, four. And Tallahassee Lassie. Good stuff. I very much enjoy being able to play them. that was one of the happiest moments I like when they wrote back and they were like, sure you can play it. I was like, oh my God. I thought they were a little too big for it because with the, you know, Kill Bill and with the, they're in a lot of, you know, commercials and stuff like that. I was like, no way they're going to let me do it, but I got to ask. And I'm glad I overcame my worry, you know? So as I mentioned before, I didn't get one box of records today. I got two boxes of records today, unplanned totally. The second one, I forgot it was a thing. Sometimes you do these pre-orders and you go, that's cool, you know, and you pre-order something. And you know, I guarantee there's some stuff I pre-ordered that never came and just went away. And I didn't even remember it. And they were like floated away on a big balloon with a sack of money with a dollar sign on it, twirling their evil mustaches. But this guy, I ordered, there's a game called Cuphead. And it's a very difficult game. I downloaded it for the Switch. And I immediately was like, oh my God, I hate this game. It's one of those games that's very, very hard. It's fun and it's rewarding when you get through it, but it's really difficult. Well, they released the soundtrack for Cuphead on vinyl. And I was like, oh yeah, we're getting that. So that was a pre-order that I got. And it's a nice double vinyl album. And they sent it. I didn't even remember ordering it. And then earlier in the week, they sent me, what was those things? Like a download code. And I was like, what the heck is this? I deleted it. I thought it was junk mail. And I was like, oh, wait. This is something. This is a thing. So then, So I got the Cuphead. It's pretty cool. Let me see if I remember it correctly. Oh, yeah. Wow. They shipped it in a nice box, too. All right, they did listen to me. Sweet. One of the things I do every time I order anything, and whenever I order anything ever, I always, if there's a place to put special instructions, I put, please ship with love and stickers. And it's yielded some very fun and funny things in my life where I've gotten, one of the artists, Sean Dickerson. Yeah. I loved his artwork and I loved it so much I forgot his last name. I know, bear with me. So I was like, oh, and I ordered a sub and I wrote, please ship with love and stickers. He drew a fourth thing. Like I ordered three of his prints. He drew a fourth thing of like one of his caricatures and he wrote my name. And I was like, that was the coolest thing ever. I flipped out. I couldn't believe it. I was like, man. So I am 8-bit is the place that does. I've ordered from them before. I think I ordered the, what's that one place? Katamari Damacy. I think they did the soundtrack for that one as well, which is so cool. I love that one. Wow. This is really neat. The Cuphead, don't deal with the devil. And this is a heavy duty 180 gram 2 LP, and it's like all done up really like, it's like it looks like it's from the 30s. Oh man, that's gorgeous. I'm totally freaking out. Made in Canada. All right, rock on Canada. You're quickly becoming cooler than America, what with your legal weed and cool records. All right, I'll stop talking and play some music now. So it's been a great vinyl record day for me. Hopefully you're out there ordering some or finding some cool new music too. I don't say that often, but you know, there's so many bands that you've never heard of and they're out there struggling and you hear them and you're like, wow, these guys, they move you. They're awesome. They're great. You know, those are the bands I got to go out and find. I got to keep finding new bands for us too. But here's not a new band. Here's just a band. But they're good too. All right, I'll stop talking. Here's music.
I really like you. There's no chance we can ever be together?
Only if you could promise me you'll never die.
You know I can't promise that.
If you did that, I would make love to you right now.
I promise I will never die.
La la la. Shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the goofy shit on the walls and the mozzarella sticks?
You mean shenanigans?
No!
You're talking about shenanigans, right?
Put those away!